It's 1:15 here on Giant 90.9. That can only mean one thing. Your host, Jackson White, is alongside Owen Pulley in HD1 Studios, and it's time for the Sports Spotlight!
Jackson, before we start, are we recording?
Yes.
Okay.
But he always, every time that we do this show, he always says it out loud. So we don't even need that intro. We can just play the background under it, or the bed under it, and you could just say it every time.
It's such a good intro.
No, I know. It's so inspirational, you could say. But good afternoon and welcome to the Sports Spotlight. I'm your host, Jackson White, here with the one and only Owen Pulley. I'm on this Thursday, February 17th, very rainy day. Extremely rainy day.
Went from snow to rain, and then
it might go back to snow.
We had like a 60-degree weather day yesterday.
I know, people wearing shorts and everything.
And then now it's rainy and cold and just kind of bad.
Indiana for you. But we have a good show coming your way. The Indiana Pacers, I got to see them up close and personal last night. And yeah, they won. The Pacers snapped their 7-game losing streak. They beat the Washington Wizards. And really, Tyrese Haliburton had another stellar game, 22 points, 14 assists for Haliburton. And he's really looking like he can be the future of this team and possibly one of the best point guards. He has the potential to be the best point guard in our franchise history. He's not going to get there anytime soon, but he has the potential to get there. But you can't go everything off potential. We're also going to talk about T.J. Warren and Malcolm Brogdon, two players that possibly might not play for the remainder of the season. Malcolm Brogdon most likely will. T.J. Warren's kind of up in the air. So we'll have to see. The Hoosiers dropped another Big Ten game, and then we'll talk about more as well. But it's going to be a good one, and we'll get right into it. The Indiana Pacers, a game before the All-Star break, get a win last night versus the banged-up Wizards. And this is their first win since trading Domantas Sabonis. Well, they won last night 113-108. Big game there for Haliburton. 21 points, actually. 14 rebounds and 5 assists. 14 assists. I read it wrong. And 5 rebounds. He also had 3 steals. O'Shea Brissett had 17 points, 6 rebounds, and a windmill dunk in the first quarter. Terry Taylor had 18-9 in 36 minutes. Buddy Hield had 15. Lance had 11. Tristan Thompson, rest in peace to his Pacer career. He got released after the game. He had 17-6. And then Dwayne Washington Jr. had 6 as well. The Pacers only had 8 players suit up for this game. Every player played. Gogo Bitadze, thankfully, he did not play when I went last night because I was not ready for that.
8 players is like, that's like an AAU team minus 2 players.
Yeah, it was something, to say the least. But, yeah, Goga did not play, thankfully, because I don't want to watch that guy play ever. I am probably the biggest Goga hater there is.
I saw a thing, and it's it's the last 3 years of the Pacers draft picks. If I can find it, I'll pull it up. It's right here. Maybe. I have it. I literally just had it.
Let's see.
There it is. I got it. 2017. 18th pick, T.J. Leaf. 47th pick, E.K. Anabogu. 52nd pick, Edmund Sumner. 2018, 23rd pick, Aaron Holiday. 50th pick, Alize Johnson. 2019, 18th pick, Goga Bitadze.
That's some draft picks right there.
Yeah.
At least Johnson isn't that bad. He's a solid player. He's kind of bounced around.
Here's Holiday.
Yeah, I mean, Holiday, he's not good.
He's not terrible, but he's not good.
He's not good. But, yeah, drafting has been a problem for this team for the really recent memory besides this draft of drafting Chris Duarte and Isaiah Jackson. So, hopefully, drafting can change as they're going to have hopefully a top 5 pick in the upcoming draft. But you look at it, and the Pacers now, they waived Tristan Thompson, the guy who did play in this game. So, obviously, they have to have optimism that Isaiah Jackson, Miles Turner, guys like that are getting close to coming back in the lineup.
Yeah, I think that with injuries coming around and when all the players that are really hurt right now come back into full swing, the Pacers could win a couple games. We don't really want them to win a couple games right now. They're going to get as low as possible. But I've seen a lot of the mock drafts, and a lot of them are saying that Jaden Ivey could most likely go to the Pacers, the Purdue.
I'd like it. The Pacers need a three. Brogdon's kind of the outlier. If you wanted to, you could move Dorte to the three, Brogdon to the two. I don't know if that really works, or you can you can put Buddy Hield at the three with Dorte.
I say we have Brogdon at zero, and just like.
You mean trade?
Part ways, something.
Yeah, I mean, the real question is, what is the market for Malcolm Brogdon? Like, do you think you could go out and get a mid to late first round pick and maybe a good player for Malcolm Brogdon? Because he's a good player.
He is, but what I'm not a huge trade about with the NBA, I know you can't really change it. You know, you only have 13 to 14 guys on the team. And it's kind of hard because most of the guys that are, besides maybe the only one I can really think of is Nikola Jokic, most of the late first round and second round guys don't do anything in the NBA, which kind of sucks about Brogdon is that like he's a mid to late first round caliber player. Like you get a mid to late first round pick. Now you might be able to draft a guy who's, you know, one in a million comes out and does really well, but it's going to be kind of tough.
Yeah, I just think they're going to have to see. And then you got a guy, TJ Warren. He's still in the bubble.
When's the last time he played?
The bubble.
The bubble?
No, he played two games in the regular season last season.
I think
he played against Boston, and I think that he played game one. I forget who that's versus.
And then he got hurt again.
And yeah, then he was fine, but they just said it's probably best if he gets surgery. And we haven't seen him since. I went to the game last night. TJ Warren was not in attendance. So I don't know.
I kind of forgot TJ Warren.
I know. He just has disappeared. And that was a guy who averaged 30 in the bubble.
Should we just
30
like,
points.
Should we call him? Should we call up TJ Warren and ask if he's doing all right?
I mean, he's obviously fine. He's been on the bench at the games past. But, I mean, they show pictures of him shooting around in practice facility. But, I mean, he's not suiting up. And number one is Lance's number. If he's not going to be using it, give it back to Lance. But yeah, at the Pacer game last night, they were selling Tristan Thompson jerseys.
It just wasn't 11 in a Pacers jersey that's not Sabonis just doesn't look right. I'm gonna be honest. Seeing Thompson on the back of his jersey with the 11, but they're selling Thompson jerseys.
Yes.
Already?
Yeah, and now he's released. He got waived. I wonder if he waved back.
I'm excited.
Thompson actually released a thank you to the Indiana Pacers Instagram
for
post.
His one day.
He played here four games, and he actually like seemed like he enjoyed playing here.
I think I had a longer contract with my WBDG for Sports Spotlight longer than he had his contract.
Yeah, you could say that. So in his post, he says thanks for everything. That he appreciated all the love and energy he received from everyone in the organization and the fan base. He said he always has admired the Pacers franchise and that he's had some amazing playoff battles when he was with the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Indiana Pacers. Yep. He said even though his time is short, he appreciated every minute of it. And he says he wishes his brothers well here in Buddy Hield and Tyrese Halliburton. The funny thing is, okay, he also said, till next time, Indy, thank you. And he says he'll be cheering us on for the foreseeable future. But the funny thing is, he played for the Sacramento Kings all season, right? He did not give them no goodbye post. He didn't give any. This is the first time he has said a goodbye post to any NBA team.
Maybe he always wanted to play for the Pacers or something.
I don't know. I am just.
That's funny because he like you said, four games, and this is his celebration or not celebration, but thank you post and everything like that. But Tristan Thompson played really well. I mean,
he played well last night, 17-6. I mean, give the guy credit. He played for Boston last year. I had no idea.
He's been bouncing around a couple.
He has bounced around. He played most of his career in Cleveland, as we know.
Yep.
And then, just like that, he's kind of been away, and now kind of. I mean, you don't see him getting high. You don't see him being posted for NBA things. You know, it's not that. It's usually a Kardashian something.
He's not on he likes to spend his time on TMZ rather than a ESPN.
Yeah. But he did make a play last night. He caught a lob, and he always seemed happy. You know, like I was watching him on the bench, and he really seemed like he was enjoying playing here. And I just thought that was just crazy because he's only been here four games, right. And we're going to waive him. And it was funny because it was a Carlisle bomb last night. No one knew that the Pacers were going to waive Tristan Thompson, but Carlisle announced it during his presser at the end of the game. So I just thought that was funny.
So you were saying Warren wasn't on the bench. I do have a question that's kind of unrelated to the Pacers playing right now. But was Rubio on the bench?
No, he's in Spain.
Okay, I didn't know if he was. Because I know he's technically a Pacer, but he's not going
to
play.
Oh, he won't even come to Indiana. I guarantee it. They never gave him a welcome or anything. Yeah. He's just a cap filler.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Injury updates. Looks like the cast has came off McConnell.
I saw he's in a sling right now.
So it's possible McConnell could play at the end of the year. I mean, if I'm the Pacers, I just hold him. You want to lose as much games as possible. In all reality.
Hey, if they win out, they still finish above 500.
What?
They have 40 losses.
Do you want them to win?
No.
Do you want them to win out, Owen?
No, I'm just saying. There's a possibility they could still finish 42-40.
If the Pacers win out, I will do so many things.
You'll give me $1 million.
Yes. They're not going to win out. They're wanting to lose. They almost lost the game last night because they were attempting.
I've seen moves that Carlisle has made where like players are playing really well and it'll take them out of games.
Yeah, Halliburton had like 8 straight last night and he took them out.
Yeah. Because
And it's not because he's doing that because he needs a break. He just knows
they need to tank.
He knows the mission. He is good at his job.
I think Carlisle is behind all of this. I think it's probably been said, and I've never seen it, but I think that Carlisle is behind all these moves. I don't think Pritchard's doing it.
Well, of course. Carlisle has a vision. And obviously, he came here and he attempted to win games at the start of the season. He did. But then he realized this team's not going to win games, and they're not good enough to win games. Nope. So then he made changes. Sabonis gone. It looks like Brogdon's gone. This is going to be, at the start of game one next season, a completely different team. And I would not be surprised if there's not a single person in the starting lineup that was in the starting lineup last season, game one, the next year. But Chris Duarte, who did start game one. Miles Turner, probably. But I doubt Brogdon. I mean, obviously, Sabonis is gone. Justin Holiday's gone.
I didn't like the Sabonis trade at first. Because mainly that was just like a personal thing. I think Sabonis is a good guy and a good player. But watching it now, I haven't really looked at his Kings numbers. They're probably about the same that he was in Indy. But I like this trade a lot. It's a good trade.
Yeah, and it's a good trade. And Sabonis for the Kings has been averaging 17, 11, and 5.
A little bit. It's similar to Indiana numbers.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the Sabonis numbers. He's going to average that into anywhere you put him. He's a guy who's going to give you 17, 10, and 5 every night. And he was here, he was giving you 20, 12, and 6. So it's just below of what he was doing, but we'll see. They get a little bit of a break. The All-Star break is coming up. Tyrese Halliburton and Chris Duarte are rising stars. Duarte's not going to play because he has an injured toe.
Injured left big toe.
Yes. Okay.
So I saw...
He's going to rest.
Who is filling for him?
Kuminga.
Kuminga. Is it Jonathan or Isaac? I can never remember his first
Jonathan name. Kuminga.
Jonathan Kuminga.
I think. Isaac Kuminga?
I don't know.
I think it's Jonathan.
Maybe I'm thinking of Jonathan Isaac.
Yeah, you're thinking of Jonathan Isaac, who is out with an ACL injury.
Isn't he on the Magic?
Yeah.
Good player. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a solid player.
The Magic are a weird team. They'll lose by 40 and then win by 20 the next game.
Well, the Magic are the worst team in the league and have 13 wins.
Yeah.
Pacers are getting there, though. They're only 17
wins. One of them against the Lakers. Did you see AD went down again with an injury? It looked bad. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the whole NBA in a second. Okay. But, yeah, the worst team in the league as of right now is the Orlando Magic at 13-45, followed by the Detroit Pistons at 13-45, followed by the Houston Rockets, 15-42. Yeah. And then the fourth is the Oklahoma City Thunder, 18-40. And then your fifth worst team in the NBA, drum roll, please. Drum roll, Owen. Your Indiana Pacers had a 20-40 record.
Yay.
And then the sixth worst 60, team.
60 games through already.
Yeah, and the sixth worst team in the NBA, the Sacramento Kings.
Woo! They lost last night.
Yeah. The Kings in the last 10 are 4-6, if that tells you anything. They're 22-38. So that team is not good.
Aren't the Pacers 1-7 in their last 8?
Pacers are 2-8 in their last 10.
Nice.
Nice. Well, and they've lost 7 in a row before their win last night.
Didn't the Nets lose like 11 or 12 straight?
Yes. They did, but they have won 2 straight now.
Let's go. Ben 10 for the win.
Ben 10. But you look at your whole entire NBA standings right now. You have the Chicago Bulls, the 1 seed in the East. 38-21. And Lonzo Ball has not been playing for a while. And whenever him and Caruso come back, that team is going to be... they're going to be pretty good. And then you have the Miami Heat at the 2 seed at 37-21. And the 3 seed Milwaukee Bucks, 36-23. And then you had the Philadelphia 76ers. That's jump a standing at the fifth seed, 34-23. And then the Cavs, Celtics, 34-26. For the Celtics, Cavs 35-23. Pretty good for the Cavs. But how many teams in the Eastern Conference do you legitimately think are contenders? And well, the Brooklyn Nets are down there, too, at 31-27.
Well, at the end of the season, about eight. But right now, probably about, I would say probably about 11, maybe 12.
So you think 12 teams in the Eastern Conference are going to possibly have a chance to win a championship?
I don't know. You can always make runs.
So you legitimately think the Charlotte Hornets are going to make win an NBA championship this year?
No.
Then okay, then why'd you say 12 teams? The Pacers are the 13th best team in the East. Do you think they're going to win a championship this year?
No.
I said Eastern Conference, not NBA.
Okay. That makes sense. About probably about seven, maybe six. But the way you said, or when you were talking about with the Hornets, Hornets are a weird team. They can score 160, but they give up
180.
Allow 180, and they lose.
I think you look at it. You look at it like this. In the Eastern Conference, it's simple. You have five elite teams, and you have teams that could go on a run if possible. I think you have to say the Milwaukee Bucks, defending NBA champions, you got to put them up there. They're probably the favorite, even though they're not the number one seed in the East. There's other teams that are really good. Obviously, a team that is in the eighth seed right now, they still have Kevin Durant on the roster. The Brooklyn Nets with Ben 10. Kyrie Irving, I mean, that team, even if you want to roll them out, they still have Kevin Durant on the team. When he gets healthy, they're going to be a problem. And then you have, really, then you have some space. I think you have to say the Chicago Bulls are contenders. They have DeMar DeRozan. He's could be the MVP this season very well if Joel Embiid and Jokic didn't exist.
The Bald Eagle as well, Alex Caruso.
Yeah, the Bald Eagle. I mean, he's getting back in back in form. Lonzo's coming back soon. I mean, they have players. Vucevic, he doesn't play defense, but he gets rebounds. They have
Sabonis.
They don't have.
No, I'm talking about Vucevic. Oh,
yeah, they're kind of alike.
Doesn't play defense, gets a lot of rebounds.
But the Bulls, they got a team. They got some shooters. They got Kobe White, other guys as well. Then you have the Miami Heat, a team that went to the championship in the bubble. They lost to the Lakers. They're a team that can compete as well. Victor Oladipo is looking to come back soon for them. I don't know if that will do anything. Probably not. He's not that good anymore, as I know of. But the Miami Heat still have Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler's that guy. They have Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, Kyle Lowry. He's done it. He's won a championship. I mean, they have players. Udonis Haslem. And you know when it says him.
Don't the Heat have like this, like, isn't, don't they have like the oldest player in the NBA?
Haslem.
That's his name?
Okay. Yeah.
Do they still have, space on his name? He's like really old.
Mm.
Probably not.
Haslem's the oldest player in the league.
Oh, why am I? Is it Mario?
Mario Chalmers?
He used to play for them.
Yeah, a long time ago. He actually played with them this season for a minute.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I saw him in a uniform.
Yeah, but he got cut because it was just like it was a COVID signing. And then you have one more spot for a contender out of the East, and I think you're going to have to say the Philadelphia 76ers. I know the Cavs are better than them in the records, but the 76ers now have a 1-2 punch of Joel Embiid and James Harden. And James Harden's that guy when healthy. And when he's my primary ball handler, they have good players who can shoot it, like Harris, Maxey, and then you have other guys who can play defense as well. The 76ers have a good team, and I think that has to be your fifth contender in the East. Going to the Western Conference now, you look at the Western Conference, and there's a lot of teams that could do it, but I think there's really only two teams that are serious contenders. And then you have teams that are fringe contenders. I think the Suns and the Warriors are the clear front favorites in the West. The Suns, 78-10. I mean, that team is looking unbeatable. Again, I mean, Chris Paul just elevated that team so much. Devin Booker's that guy. And then you have the Golden State Warriors getting Klay Thompson back in the fold. They have the Kuminga now. And he's a really good player. He's a rookie. He's in the Rising Star game as well. And then you have Stephen Curry. He's one of the players that has a chance to win an MVP. So the Warriors are still up there. And then you could say the Jazz. They're just kind of a fringe.
I still think it's the Warriors are going to dominate the West.
Well, I mean, the Suns. The Suns, I think the Suns are better than the Warriors.
Yeah.
Grizzlies.
When they get warm or when they get hot.
Grizzlies have won 41 games this season.
Yeah.
41-19. That's a good team. I don't know if they're tighter contenders. You could say they're fringe. The Nuggets, they can do it. If maybe they get Jamal Murray back in time. They're 33-25. The Timberwolves have won games this season. I think they're a little too young. And then you have a team not even in the playoffs as of right now, the Los Angeles Lakers. I know they're 27-31. They're 3-7 in their last 10, but they have a guy named LeBron James on their team, and you can't rule out LeBron James in any circumstance, but that team is a dumpster fire. Anthony Davis going down as well, so that's something to look out for. But I think really you have about seven teams that can really contend as of right now. You have the Suns and Warriors in the West, and the East you can go probably five. You can go Bulls, Heat, Bucks, not Celtics. The 76ers then have to go Brooklyn Nets. But it's open. It's open. I want to see if a team can make a run. Maybe the Grizzlies can do it. Ja Morant is that guy. But we'll have to see.
Yeah, I think, like you said, the Grizzlies, but they're going to be a team that's got to get hot at the right time. You know, I think that they, like, if they get hot at the right time, they'll be good. But if they get cold at the wrong time, they're not. Because they're a very
streaky
team. They're not like the definition of streaky, but like they're, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think they're a team that's not there yet, but they're I think they will.
They're like Purdue. They're like the NBA version of Purdue.
Maybe.
We can get to them next week.
Yeah. But now flipping topics to the Indiana Hoosiers. The Hoosiers played a game this past Tuesday.
Future NIT champions.
Oh, yeah. But they dropped another game to Wisconsin.
Another conference game, too.
And they had a lead in mostly this game. They had a lead at most parts of this game. They went on a 10-0 run in the second half. I really thought they were going to take it. And then at the end of the game, they just couldn't hit a shot. And that was as simple as that. This team has no really jump shooting ability. They don't have shooters, and that's one thing they lack in Purdue. You know what makes them so good?
Jaden Ivey.
Well, of course. But they have knocked down shooters.
They also have like a, what's his name?
What, the Edie? Seven-footer, yeah.
The 7'4" guy?
He's a beast. But they have shooters, and IU doesn't. IU has guys who cannot hit consistently. Trace Jackson Davis had 30 points. Amazing from Trace, but they still lost, and they didn't deserve to win this game after they played really in that back end of the second half, and they lost again. They now sit at 16-9, and the tournament's looking dimmer and dimmer for a Hoosiers team that beat Purdue and was actually looking to be a solid team.
After they beat Purdue, they've just kind of been on this downward spiral of losing games, more specifically conference games.
Yeah, so.
What are they, like 2-something in the Big Ten?
In the Big Ten right now. Okay. They are 7-8.
I thought they were like way lower than
the Big
Ten. So
you're fringe 500. So,
for some reason, I thought they only won like 3 or 4
Purdue
games in the Big Ten.
Now has bumped over Wisconsin. They're the best in the Big Ten at 12-4 in the conference. They're 23-4 overall. So. Purdue's looking good, but Indiana, they do take on an 18th-ranked Ohio State team this Monday. And Ohio State, 9-4 in the Big Ten. They're 16-6 on the season. That's a good team right there, the Buckeyes, and that's another must-win game. And then you kind of get some easy ones. And then you take on Purdue. You got to go. You play Maryland at home. They've struggled this season in the Big Ten. They're 3-11. And then you have Rutgers at home as well. Rutgers is a team that 10-5 in the Big Ten. They're 16-9 on the season, and then you play the best team in the Big Ten, Purdue. So you got to win out. Basically, I think you got to go at least 3-1 out of those four to have a chance.
Yeah, I think, like you said, they got to win out to even really have a chance at the tournament. Hopefully, on when they make the selections for the team. I was about to say selection Sunday, but that's for football. When they kind of make selections for the team, I think that IU is going to be a fringe team if they play decently well in the half of the last final push of the season coming up on March Madness. But, I think that they have good inside game, good rebounding. They just don't have shooters.
Yeah, they don't have shooters, and they don't have really a primary ball handler, and that's going to hurt them. But I think I like what Coach Woodson's going to do, and, I mean, we talk about this almost every time we have a show. This team has talent. They have a good coaching staff. It's just I want to see what Woodson can do with his his recruiting. That's going to be big. I know the transfer portal. Oh, my God, I can't say it. Say it.
Transfer portal.
Yeah, I don't know my English. My brain is just dead.
Oh, Gary 21st Chatter. I listened to Conversation with Carlisle.
You said Chatter?
You said Chatter.
What?
You did.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I said that the whole time?
One or two times.
Oh, I know it's century.
The 21st century chatter.
I literally, no, I didn't.
I swear, I'll pull up the audio for you.
I'll watch it back. That's funny. I need to work on that.
Not yesterday, or not, all right, was it Mondays? Yeah, it was Mondays. Yeah. It was the day before
the 21st. That's what we talk about the week's week of.
So. Yeah.
The conversations.
What happens when you have a Monday, or if you have a Monday game? I don't think you have any this season, but.
No, Monday games don't happen unless they're rescheduled.
Oh.
We have not had one this season. Usually you have Tuesdays and Fridays and Saturdays. That's usually when you play. You can play on a Thursday to an occasion, but Ben Davis doesn't really get to play on Thursdays. But yeah, this is a shorter show, so we got some other stuff to do. Prepare for next week. This upcoming Wednesday, a special edition of the Corner Flag hosted by Christian Hernandez. It's a big one. He's going to talk about everything you need to know about soccer. He did not do this last Wednesday's show yesterday because he is preparing for an ultimate show. The ultimate Corner Flag next Wednesday. So tune into that. We're going to be here every Tuesday and Thursday at 1:15. You can hear us in podcast form, like usually 15 minutes after we get off air. But thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next Tuesday.